Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network. Joining us is Kelly School's agriculture and science teacher, Amy Mastin, talking about a sort of new venture here, actually a couple years in the works, but Kellyer Cattle Company. Tell us a little bit about this program and what all is going on.
The Kellyer Cattle Company actually started as a school project for my first class in 2019. I was asked to start an ag program, and it started with one class, and I had four girls in there, and they happened to be seniors. I didn't know what I was going to do with it. So I asked the girls what they wanted to learn about, and we kind of took what they were going into college to do and built the class around that. So I had one who was going in for vet school. She's currently at the University of Iowa, I believe, still, and she's still in her vet program. So we went and did cattle. They wanted to learn about cattle and the markets and all that stuff. So we started there, and then I had one girl going into entrepreneurship, and I said, well, we're going to start a business. And we went to the school board, and I said, if you would like me to do this class, instead of curriculum, I want cows. And I was super shocked that they said yes. So they let us purchase 3 head, and the girls did all the marketing. They built the company, the name, the logo. They built a brand, which we branded our first 3 steers with the first year in 2020. They had planned on marketing them and selling them at the Purim sales barn is where they wanted to go. But we didn't get to go there because COVID hit. And that's when we started selling halves, quarters, and wholes because the market kind of tanked during that time. And I said, you guys can still sell them the way that you wanted to, but here's the prices. Or you can sell them as hanging weight beef, and that's what they chose to do. So we have varied a lot of things within the company since those 4 girls built it in 2019, 2020.
So what were the next steps? What does that class look like now? Is it more classes? Is it more students? Is it more cattle?
Yeah, so from that beginning there, my next class was a group of 7 kids. They were 10th graders, and they have just graduated this past year. This is our 4th year of this class. It's an intro to ag class, but we pull in business and livestock production, crop production, marketing, you name it. These kids are doing this because they're running this company. I have a total of 14 kids in the program right now. 6 of them just graduated, unfortunately. So we'll have to see what comes next year. My 10th graders are currently running the business. And that group of last year's seniors that went through have carried the business, made the business plan, so that their vision continues with the group. We just recently became FFA. This past Christmas was when our paperwork finally went through. So they're also an FFA, and those cattle get used. They're now being shown this summer for the FFA State Fair Show and the 4-H shows. They've got some really nice cattle. They've purchased a lot of really nice heifers. They decided instead of just hanging beef, they wanted a herd. So currently they have 6 pairs, I think we got right now. And I have a herd manager, and she takes care of all that and the bookwork. And she now has enough, or our group has enough, that they have to start making decisions as to where those cattle are going. We can only have, I'm going to say, 10 to 12 on the farm at a time, and they have to decide if they're going to sell them at the market or hanging beef, or we have a nice bull that could go to a bull sale. So they have a lot of decisions to make. But that group of 14 kids has been running this for the past 2 years now.
So what are some of the next steps, and what are you hoping that students gain out of this experience and making those decisions? I guess it's really up to them what the next steps are, I suppose.
Right, and we talk about this all the time in their 5-year plan, and they've got a plan right now that they're going to build this herd of registered Angus cattle, and they're doing a really nice job with that, and then they want to be able to hit all parts of the market. They're even looking at, I have one girl right now who's super interested in the embryo science. So we may do a flush of a couple of our heifers and do some embryo transfers or sales of those things. They're looking into all of these options right now. The science behind all of it is pretty amazing, and these kids are digging deep into genetics and AI and embryos and you name it. They've got their sights set on a lot of that right now.
And I know I've seen bits and pieces on social media, but there's a heck of a lot of learning opportunity for these kids from those in the community, and you guys have brought people in from all sectors of the beef industry. Tell us a little bit about that and kind of some of those partnerships.
I'm not sure where to start. We've partnered with a lot of local ranchers to start with. Dean Thompson has a bunch of the genetics that we've used, but also Skeeter Creek. And Little Timber Farms has been a huge help to us. The biggest one right now is Neft Farms, because they have our herd on their site. They take care of the day-to-day care of those cattle, and we are, you know, billed monthly for lot fees and such. But those are our big ones. And then we just started meat processing that the facts teacher and I have gotten together and built a class around this. So we're not sure what we're going to call it yet, but it's going to be another little mini company that the kids are going to run. Blondie's Butcher Shop down in Wanamingo came up, and we had a side of beef, I guess she brought up, from our Neft Farm beef that we market for him. And she brought that up and did the cutting with the kids as a preview of what this class will be like this next year. And the kids were enthralled with it. It was just an awesome, awesome day. They had such a blast. So we're moving into meat processing along with the sale of cattle and the genetics and all that. So there's so many opportunities within this industry that I love to bring in what I can, especially when I have local people who are willing to come in and help us.
So what has some of the feedback been from those that you've worked with, from students that have completed or gone through the program? What are some of the thoughts of people involved?
The community has backed us 100%. Anyone that we've worked with thinks that this is an amazing, amazing class and a great idea. They love working with the kids. I have had nothing but awesome kids come into this program who are willing to jump on board and do anything. From helping the vet to, I had some that tried AI last year. They're willing to get their hands dirty. They're willing to try new things, and they're great kids. So people have been super appreciative of this program and super supportive of it.
And if there were other schools that wanted to do something like this, what advice would you give them? What are some of the big things to consider when discussing this type of venture?
Before you even consider having this, you need people like Tim and Joe Neft who are willing to house that herd. Having them on campus is just not an option. Schools just don't have that kind of a place for cattle necessarily, but having your community members buy in, like we do a banquet once a year that has fully funded our program now for 3 years and is now funding the alumni for our FFA. That's our main fund for our big program. So it's absolutely possible. You just have to find your people who are willing to do those big things with you.
And I'm sure it's a lot of work for yourself, the faculty involved, but and the kids, of course.
It is. It's a lot of extra hours because I know I end up doing a lot of the phone calls in the evening because that's when farmers and ranchers have time to grab a phone and talk. So we do a lot of that kind of stuff. But I have the kids do as much as they can during the school hours as I can. And I have some kids who do things after hours as well. So it's a lot of work, but it's fun work.
Anything else that we should include, touch on here before we let you go?
Oh, gosh. There's just so much to this program and this class. I know I forget half the stuff we do. Everything from their clothing sales that they have done, and because they like to design their own T-shirts, and they've got Western rags and everything. If people want to know more about us, we are on Facebook. We've got the Kellyer Cattle Company on the Facebook. They've done some TikToks. It's kind of fun to watch them reach out on social media to people. I mean, we have followers in Canada and Maine, Texas. It's been crazy to watch people find our program.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us, Amy Mastin, joining us here on the Red River Farm Network.